This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Body language in hybrid meetings, managing presence for both in-room and remote participants. How your physical signals shape trust and inclusion across every screen and seat. In short, body language in hybrid meetings splits across two environments at once, and most people only manage one of them. The physical signals that build trust, signal engagement, and create inclusion work differently on camera than they do across a table. Master both channels, or you lose half your room before anyone speaks. Definition: body language in hybrid meetings refers to the physical signals, including posture, eyes, facial expressions, and gestures, that communicate presence, engagement, and authority across both in-room and remote environments simultaneously, each with its own rules of reception and interpretation. Hybrid meetings are harder than they look. Not because the technology fails, though it does, and not because people are disengaged, though they sometimes are. They are hard because body language, the oldest communication tool any of us carries, suddenly has to do two jobs in two completely different environments at exactly the same time. I have sat in hundreds of these meetings over the past several years, and the pattern I keep seeing is the same. The people in the room talk to each other. They nod, lean in, gesture, hold eye contact. The people on screen get the back of a few heads and a vague wave toward the camera. When someone remembers they exist, by the halfway point, the remote participants have gone quiet. Not because they have nothing to say, because every physical signal in that room has told them this conversation is not for you. That is the problem this article takes apart. Not just what to do, but why body language behaves so differently in a split-screen environment and what breaks when you ignore it. Why the two environments read physical signals differently. When everyone shares the same physical space, body language operates with full bandwidth. You catch a colleague's slight frown from across the table. You notice when someone leans back and crosses their arms. You feel when the energy in a room shifts. These signals are continuous, peripheral, and mostly unconscious. A camera flattens all of that. It compresses a three-dimensional person into a rectangle on a grid of other rectangles. Posture, which communicates confidence and engagement in person, becomes legible on screen only in the upper torso and face. Gestures that would read clearly from 6 feet away become distracting noise when they enter and leave the frame, without context. The ambient signals that make a room feel alive simply do not survive the encoding. This is not a minor inconvenience. It means remote participants are working with a fraction of the non-verbal information that in-room colleagues receive. Every gap in that information gets filled by assumption, and assumption usually defaults to doubt. They are not listening, they do not care, they are multitasking. Whether those assumptions are fair is irrelevant. They form quickly, and they shape participation. If you want to understand best practices for virtual meeting communication, body language is with the real work lives. The mechanism that makes body language break down in hybrid rooms. Here is the thing most people miss. The breakdown is not random. It follows a predictable mechanical logic. When you are in a room with other people, your body orients instinctively toward the people you can see. This is not laziness or rudeness. It is basic human wiring. You make eye contact with whoever is speaking. You nod towards the person who made a point you agree with. You lean in when the conversation gets interesting, and you lean back when it does not concern you. Every one of these is a body language signal, and every one of them is being sent to the people in your physical line of sight. The camera sees none of this unless you deliberately redirect it. Your nod at your colleague across the table means nothing to the person watching a screen in another city. Your forward lean signals engagement to the room, but the remote participant sees only that you have tilted your laptop slightly. The physical grammar of the meeting room and the physical grammar of the camera are entirely different languages, and most people only speak one. This creates what I call a two-tier meeting. In-room participants share a complete nonverbal conversation. Remote participants receive fragments, if anything. The in-room group builds rapport, reads the room, and adjusts naturally. The remote group loses confidence in the room's awareness of them, pulls back, and eventually defaults to listening rather than contributing. This dynamic damages the role of communication in meeting success at the most fundamental level. The practical consequence is direct. If you do not consciously manage your body language for both environments, you will run a meeting where one group feels included and one group feels tolerated. What this looks like when it goes wrong. Picture a project update. Six people in a conference room, three on screen. The meeting opens and the in-room lead begins speaking, turned toward the whiteboard. The camera captures the back of her shoulder and the side of her head. On screen, the three remote participants watch a partial silhouette. As the conversation develops, in-room colleagues respond with nods, brief laughs, raised eyebrows.
They are reading the room.
The remote participants see faces on tiles, but get no acknowledgement that their presence registers. When one remote participant tries to speak, they are half a second behind the room's rhythm because they cannot read the physical cues that signal a turn is ending. They get talked over twice. After that, they stop trying. None of this was intentional. Nobody in that room set out to exclude anyone. But the body language of that meeting, the orientation of bodies, the direction of gaze, the absence of camera awareness, did the excluding anyway. This is precisely why nonverbal communication in tense situations escalates faster in hybrid formats. The signals that would normally de-escalate tension never reach the people who need them. The body language rules that change when a camera is involved. For remote participants, three signals carry the full weight of your nonverbal communication. Everything else is secondary. Eye contact through the lens. In person, eye contact means looking at her face. On camera, it means looking at the lens, not at the faces on your screen. This feels unnatural, because it is. You are looking at a small glass circle, and trusting that the person on the other end sees your gaze directed at them. But it works. When you look at your screen, you appear to be looking slightly downward or to the side. The other person sees distraction. Look at the lens, and they see presence, posture that reads in a narrow frame. A camera usually captures from the chest up. This means your seated posture, the height of your shoulders, whether you lean towards the frame or away from it, carries signals that your full body posture would carry in person. Sit back, and you signal disengagement. Sit too close, and you overwhelm the frame. A slight forward lean, shoulders relaxed, but upright, reads as engaged attention. It is the seated equivalent of leaning across a table. Facial expressions that are deliberate, not exaggerated. On screen, micro-expressions get lost in compression and lighting. A small nod in person reads clearly. On screen, it may not register at all. You need to make your expression slightly more intentional. A clear nod, a visible reaction, a direct look. Not theatrical, deliberate. This matters, especially during silence, because a blank face on screen reads as boredom or absence. Hybrid work communication depends on this kind of calibrated expressiveness. For in-room participants, the rules shift, but do not disappear. Orient toward the camera when you speak, not exclusively, but regularly. When you make a point that matters to the whole meeting, turn to face the camera. This is the physical equivalent of making eye contact with a remote colleague. It tells them this is for you too. Acknowledge remote speakers physically. When someone on screen makes a contribution, nod toward the screen. Look at it. Gesture toward it if you reference their point. These small acts of physical acknowledgement signal that the remote participant exists in the room's awareness. Without them, the screen becomes wallpaper. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why facilitation is a body language problem. Most people think meeting facilitation skills for managers are about process who speaks when, how to structure an agenda, how to keep time. These matter. But in a hybrid room, facilitation is first a body language problem. The facilitator's physical attention shapes who feels seen. If you run a hybrid meeting and your gaze, your orientation, and your nodding stay inside the room, you have told every remote participant where they stand before the agenda starts. The fix is not dramatic. It is a discipline of rotation. Look at the room, then look at the screen, then return. Make the camera a physical location in the space, not a screen you glance at occasionally. This discipline also matters for managing imbalance. If you have noticed that remote participants speak less, check your own body language first. Are you inviting them physically? A turned shoulder, a direct look toward the camera, an open palm gesture toward the screen, these are the nonverbal invitations that tell someone it is their turn. They work exactly as they would in person, once you remember to use them. The same principle applies when you need to deal with dominant voices in a discussion, your physical redirection toward quieter remote participants signals that you are holding space for them. When conflict surfaces in a hybrid meeting, the challenge doubles. In-room tensions are visible: crossed arms, averted eyes, the slight tightening of a jaw. Remote tensions are harder to read and easier to miss. If you are facilitating and you see a shift in someone's posture on screen, do not ignore it. Address it the same way you would address a visible signal in the room. The guidance on how to handle conflict during meetings applies here, but you need body language awareness on both sides of the camera to catch it early. Practical adjustments you can make before the next meeting. These are not theoretical positions. They are specific actions that take seconds to learn and change the dynamic immediately. Set your camera at eye level before the meeting starts. A camera pointed upward from a low laptop makes you appear to be looking down on everyone. A camera at or slightly above eye level makes you appear engaged and direct. This single adjustment changes how your posture and gaze read to every remote participant. Choose a seating position in the room that keeps you visible to the camera. Sitting with your back to the camera is the in-room equivalent of turning away from a colleague mid-sentence. If the room layout forces this, reposition before the meeting or flag it to the host. Begin each contribution with a look toward the camera. Before you speak, a brief look at the camera lens signals to remote participants that what follows is directed at the whole meeting. It takes 1 second. It changes everything about how your words land. Use stillness as a signal. On screen, movement draws attention. Stillness signals confidence and readiness to listen. When someone else is speaking, deliberate stillness, a composed face, an upright posture, tells them and tells the room that you are fully present. The discipline behind managing presence in both directions. Here is the truth of it: managing body language in a hybrid meeting is a practice of deliberate attention. The natural pull is always toward the people you can physically see. Resisting that pull, redirecting your gaze, your orientation, your gestures toward both the room and the screen requires a conscious decision every few minutes. This is not complicated, but it is constant. The people who do it well do not necessarily have better instincts. They have built a habit of rotating their awareness, checking whether the camera has been acknowledged, asking whether the room is oriented toward the screen. Over time, it becomes second nature. But it starts with a choice to treat body language hybrid awareness as a real discipline, not an afterthought. The in-room colleague who turns to face the camera when they speak, and the remote participant who looks into the lens and leans slightly forward, are both doing the same thing. They are using their bodies to say, "I am here. You matter. This conversation includes us both." That is what presence means, and it is what every good meeting deserves. Frequently asked questions. What is body language hybrid meeting presence? Body language in hybrid meetings is the use of physical signals, including posture, gaze, facial expressions, and gestures, to communicate engagement and authority across both in-room and remote environments simultaneously. It requires managing two distinct channels of nonverbal communication at once. How do you maintain eye contact in a hybrid meeting? For remote participants, eye contact means looking directly into your camera lens, not at faces on screen. For in-room participants, it means distributing your gaze between the physical room and the camera. Deliberate, brief eye contact with each group signals inclusion and respect. Why does body language break down in hybrid meetings? Most people default to the environment they can physically see, giving body language cues only to in-room colleagues. Remote participants receive no nods, no eye contact, and no spatial acknowledgement. This creates a two-two meeting where one group feels invisible. What body language signals matter most for remote participants? The three signals that matter most are camera-level eye contact, visible posture from the waist up, and deliberate facial expressions. Remote participants cannot read your full body, so your face and upper body carry the full weight of your nonverbal communication. How should in-room participants adjust their body language for hybrid meetings? In-room participants should regularly orient their body and gaze toward the camera when speaking, not only toward each other. Nodding and gesturing toward the screen when referencing a remote speaker signals inclusion. Avoid turning your back to the camera entirely. Can body language really affect hybrid meeting outcomes? Yes, when remote participants feel unseen, they disengage, speak less, and contribute fewer ideas. When in-room participants ignore the camera, remote colleagues lose trust in the meeting process. Physical presence signals respect, and respect drives genuine participation from both sides. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.